The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
For a second, this is what you are living with, and you got small kids, and you've got older parents that you're trying to get in and out of a house. Wouldn't it be horrible? That's exactly what it's like, the hellishness for the people who live in the Gaza Strip, as they're really being used to death, literally, by Hamas. An organization filled with Islamic jihadists. They continue to go to war with Israel. No end in sight. In fact, Hamas turning to North Korea as they need more missiles and arms and looking for help on engineering the clever tunnels that they have already dug. And in some cases, it looked like you were walking down a hallway in a posh building somewhere, not underground. But Israel found them, and Egypt is finding them, so they're shutting them down and getting rid of them. Benjamin Netanyahu, the man in charge for Israel, doesn't care. PR speaking, what you think of what's happening with the Israelis. Meaning, the Prime Minister thinks they get a bad rap. That people are shifting away from looking at Israel's point of view because of the Palestinian people who are dying. But as he said on one of the Sunday shows, the Palestinians are using their people purposely as photo ops, and that they're not targeting any of the people, but Hamas wants non-military bodies to keep piling up to get that photo op, to get that video, to discredit the Israelis. Nothing is going to change between these two countries. They brokered a temporary ceasefire to clean up the dead, basically, and have a little bit of a humanitarian break, and even that didn't work. What makes us think? Is it our arrogance? What makes us think that John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is going to finally be the one that comes up with the agreement that sticks? That he's going to settle this land dispute. He's going to settle this hatred, this conflict that has been raging for a very long time. Call me cynical, but I think not. And how much is too much when it comes to our involvement with this situation that has no place to go but down? How much money are we going to continue to feed into the situation? Too bad. It's been tried again and again and again and again and again. And probably I could say that for 15 more minutes. There is no olive branch in sight. And I think it just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. So we continue to sink in the quicksand that is the Middle East. It is our quicksand. Look at all the hotspots and how we're involved. Now, if I were sitting in the bunker in the White House having this discussion, oh, I'd be shut down and swatted like a fly. Because the comeback would be, we can't afford to not have our finger on what's happening there, on the pulse, on the beat, because of the potential of terrorism and where those terrorists are harbored. And the more chaos and out of control and lack of leadership and people in place in Egypt, in Syria, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in all of these places, the more ultimately that will cripple us. Now, we need to be there in some form, but being very cautious how we proceed. That's why I call it quicksand, because there is no, we're definitely doing this, we're trying this because we think this is the right course. We are in quicksand. Any move we make, it's perceived a different way by a different culture, by the third man down the list. Because the who's in charge never applied more than now to what's happening in most of the countries in the Middle East. Today, the guy's your friend. Tomorrow, he's your enemy. And we armed him. That's what it's like. And that Secretary of State position couldn't be bigger. So John Kerry gets to try to dial that in. Think he's going to do it? I don't think so. Speaking of dialing things in, most of the emails that all of you send me, and I'll give you that address, if you want to vent 24/7, it's better than a burger at Wendy's because you don't gain any weight at 3 in the morning. But you 24/7, you can send it anytime. You're thinking about something, you want to send it to me. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact and then let it fly. A lot of you concerned about what's happening at the border, again, because of money, because of humanitarian reasons, and really, some that are hardcore, let's shut it down, round them up, throw them out, don't like what's happening with the kids either, because that's what I'm getting in the emails. And elect people who have a stronger backbone, who stick by their convictions and don't melt to the floor at the suggestion of being called some sort of name. And that's what it is. It's the courage of convictions. And maybe this is naive, since I am not at the Capitol, since I know many people on the Capitol, since we've talked to many people in the Capitol, but I'm not in that game where I have to fundraise and I have to please everybody who's in my district. And that's the problem. I still say there's got to be people who are smart, who can come up with strategy, who can try to implement goals. And if they fail, they say it. I couldn't do it. I tried. Here was my goals for all of us, and you agreed. And this is what I tried to do, but I got shot down. They disagreed with me again and again and again, but geez, I tried. Here's what happened. I wasn't voting absent. Look at the voting records. That's how you can tell. Hey, speaking of the midterms, a few thoughts on that coming up on the flip side. If you want to throw in, you know how we roll here. You always can. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I really appreciate what Senator Paul and Congressman Ryan are doing. I think this is extraordinarily important. And it's important to note they're doing it in ways that are pretty consistent with Republican core principles. If you look at the Ryan plan, it's really based on federalism and personal responsibility are big elements of it. But it's a step in the right direction.
Congressman Tom Cole, Republican from Oklahoma, midterm elections. Pumping for Rand and Ryan at this point, although Chris Christie in a CNN poll just by really one percentage point was on top as far as the flavor of the month off of the Republican bench. I've said this before, if I were a strategist, if I had the job that Rance Priebus has to run, the chairman of the Republican Party to run all the ops behind the scenes, I would make sure that this didn't turn into a beauty pageant. One thing to have all of the polls now, which, of course, news organizations can run all the way through, but not to put on that stage show where there is debate after debate after debate. I liked watching the debates personally, but so did the American public. Even the Democrats were watching a lot of the Republican debates. But then what happened was it became more like a rubbernecking event. Whoops. Herman Cain messed up. Ugh, he's out this week. And then looking for every angle to attack each other also weakens the overall candidate. Some debating is great. It doesn't mean you still can't have a handful of them, but they had way too many. And the people that really benefited from that were the Democrats and the television networks, the cable networks, because they were fighting it out to try to get those every last crumb they could get to try to get those debates, knowing the numbers were going to be big because they saw the numbers. There was a lot of intrigue. And now 2016 is wide open because you don't have an incumbent running. So we've had three presidents that had two terms. And the intrigue over if it's Hillary Clinton, it'll be her if she's for sure there. So who goes up against Hillary Clinton? And we're at the tail end almost. Before we know it, we'll blink our eyes and it'll be the end of 2014, and 15 could not be bigger. So you have these midterm elections that are coming up. And the balance of the Senate, the Republicans need 6 seats to change the balance of the Senate. And the Democrats are hoping that they have plenty in the arsenal to make sure that they don't lose too many seats so that they still have the upper hand in the Senate. Even though the House will be controlled once again by the Republicans. And this is why there is the willingness to attack, but then tiptoe on issues like the Department of Veteran Affairs. Why the House and the Senate reached an agreement and actually worked through the weekend on a package to try to stabilize a terrible situation at the VA. Bernie Sanders, independent out of Vermont, Congressman Jeff Miller, Florida Republican, coming up with the agreement they're going to outline on Monday at a news conference. We know it's going to include some being able to see private doctors once their wait times get too high, which is smart. So there's incentive all the way around for that. Hire more doctors, more nurses. See the patients within 14 days. Forget the idea of bonuses for managers, things that should have been done a long time ago. But where's the money and how much money is needed up front? The acting secretary is saying that close to $18 billion is needed for the next 3 years to meet the demands, to come up with the treatment for the patients, to be able to hire the new people, to be able to lease the new facility. So we'll see if this new deal on Monday, this bipartisan deal, actually ends up getting passed, because that's the key. Since the end of the week, Congress and the Senate, boom, that's it, both chambers done for 5 weeks. I think there's a strong push to make that happen, to not let that drag out. Why? The midterm elections. Because it would hurt for some in the midterm elections. You know, it's interesting, too, getting a lot of ink, although this is somebody that's at a state level, but this is President Jimmy Carter's grandson, State Senator Jason Carter, is actually running for governor of Georgia, hoping to take that even a step further. How about that? So, as much as we talk about Clintons and Bushes, there's some interesting things happening in the Carter family. But this one is for governor. And what a blow it would be, as I mentioned, if you have 6 seats and the 6 go Republican and that switches, well, that changes everything with both chambers in Washington. I don't think it will. I think it falls just short, but maybe not. We've seen a few surprises. Eric Cantor is still one of the biggest surprises. Who's thinking that Cantor doesn't make it through, and he didn't. He's knocked off by a virtual unknown. He wasn't campaigning enough. Part of this 5-week deal for a lot of these politicians will be to do that, will be to campaign, to go home and be seen in the district and show up for state fairs and talk to a lot of people and raise the money they need to raise, too. And then months later, not too much later, we'll have our elections and we'll see who survives and who just doesn't make it through this next time around. And we may be surprised again. As we get closer to this process, we'll go through some of the key seats that look like they could change, that look like they might change. And, of course, anything can happen at the last minute. That's why 2016 for the Republicans is so interesting. If Hillary Clinton is there for the Democrats, it would be stunning if Hillary Clinton didn't get the nomination. I can't imagine. But for the Republicans, it's kind of neck and neck. Mike Huckabee really wants that spot. And he's in the mix for it. He's likable, and he has the power of the airwaves right now. He may surprise a few people, and he may come into the game a little bit stronger as we get closer. And there will always be people you're not expecting, but the key is to cut that down, to not have too many debates like last time around. Because there was way, 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 way too many debates. Finally, I want to throw this out. It's such a rare thing, they say, and I don't understand, and this is a non sequitur to what we're just talking about, the midterm elections. But a lightning storm at Venice Beach killed one person and injured 13 people. A freak 15-minute thunderstorm. And there were a lot of people at the beach. It was a Sunday. 20,000, give or take, people on towels, flying out of the water, scrambling for cover. And sadly, one didn't make it. 20-something. The 20-year-old died. They tried to revive him, couldn't do it, but what panic. Just a weird summer storm. Lightning strikes in the air. Boy, it just goes to show you, when we talk about lightning, you have to take cover. Because we've seen so much of this lately. In places where they're not really expecting it all of a sudden. Expect the unexpected, huh? Good advice for lightning strikes and for people who think it's a layup to get elected these days to Congress, especially re-elected. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Again, the mailbag is running on full, never empty. I love you guys. If you ever want to react to anything that we're talking about here on the show, or you want to vent in a different direction, you know what to do. But I'm going to remind you, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. On that note, let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
First one. Brad, listening to us in Illinois, he says, Kate Delaney, I have never written an email to anybody I listen to in talk radio. I listen to a lot of different points of view from a lot of different directions. I have to say I find your show and your opinions refreshing. I like the fact that you say you invite anyone on the air. It doesn't matter what their politics are, but they better have an opinion. So I have an opinion. Listen, I am sick to death of this nonsense on the VA. I understand they cut some kind of a tentative deal. Boo-hoo-hoo. Why don't they privatize health care for anyone in the military? It only makes sense to me. I know there's a way to do this deal. The VA seems to be nothing but red tape and a lot of nonsense, and it's just the way it's been. It's been that way for a long time. I don't think you can wave any sort of a wand over this and figure it out overnight. What do you say? Well, I agree. The tentative deal was, they worked surprisingly, how about that, into the weekend because it's almost break time for Congress and the Senate, of course, stepping away. So Jeff Miller and Bernie Sanders, who were at each other's throats, decided to take a break from the shouting, and apparently they do have some kind of a deal. But saying they have a deal, been saying they're going to talk about it on Monday because they've come up with this compromise to fix the veterans' health program. Well, we'll see. So what does that mean? Because by my count, you need so many new facilities. You need so many new doctors. It's going to cost billions. Do they have the billions, or do they have a way to plot out how they're getting the billions in the future? I still say privatizing is absolutely, you're right. I say privatizing is the way to go. I agree with you. Why not turn, especially anyone coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq, why not turn those assignments to private, you know, medical facilities? It makes complete sense to me. All right, we got another one on the VA thing, and this one was from Bob in Illinois, who emails the show quite frequently. He said, Kate, you know who it is, Big Bob in Illinois. Hi, hope you had a great weekend. I was thinking about you this weekend, how much you seem to really care about the military. You've had lots of people on. Thank you for that. And you've talked passionately about the VA from personal experience. And I have to tell you that hearing week after week after week the same thing about, are they going to cut a deal? Oh, they're looking close to cutting a deal. It's such a layup. Who doesn't want to help the veterans? Why would they even be arguing about this? Because they want to stuff in their own personal agendas. It's still the same thing. I thought we got rid of all that. No, we didn't get rid of all that because it's about manipulating the numbers. So what do I get and what do you get and how much are we funding and what's the emergency fund? Because if you remember last week, Bernie Sanders proposed a bill that would have cost somewhere in the $25 billion ballpark over, he was spreading it out over 3 years, his proposal anyway. And then Jeff Miller, his counterpart, a Republican from Florida, had the complete, who I just mentioned before, had a complete opposite deal. He had a plan to approve $10 billion, so a lot less in emergency money, but that's with the promise for more spending in the next couple of years under what the congressional budget process would be. You know, I almost agree with Sanders. I think you got to get every nickel and dime and everything else you can get out right now, because they never seem to come to these agreements in these budget hearings, and that's where everything always gets slashed to bits. Speaking of that, a lot of people reacting to what's going on between Israel and Hamas. This one from Susan, who says, Kate, I know you have your eye on the ball when it comes to Israel and when it comes to what's going on with the Palestinians. Boy, even though the UN screams and demands and does everything they can to say that we need to have a ceasefire, it's not working. And the reason is because there's lies, innuendo, and everything else, I think, you know, in between. Eventually there will be perhaps a longer ceasefire, and then they have these humanitarian things that they'll come up with here and there. But I think this is the worst in my lifetime that I can remember that we've ever seen, and I don't know about yours. What do you think the solution is? Oh, if I had the solution to that, I wouldn't be sitting behind this microphone. I'd be running around actually doing it, jumping into the fray. Of course, I'm not politically correct, so I'm not electable or somebody that could be put up for one of those positions. I'll tell you what, I mean, here's the problem. We're talking about a tiny piece of land that seems to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And the bottom line is, to me, with Hamas, the problem is, I keep going back to this, but it's the people. They talk about the people getting killed and what's happening with the people there on the Strip, but the problem is they're using them as human shields. So I don't trust anything Hamas says. And Hamas to me means Islamic Jihad to a lesser degree in disguise. So I can't go there. And Israel is tired of it. And Israel wants their chunk of the land back. I mean, it goes back to land. It goes back to religion. It goes back to all of this for thousands of years. But if we just look at current day and what's happened, all it takes is somebody lobs a rocket, somebody makes up a story, somebody says more people were hurt than were, then there are people that are hurt because they're being used to block what's coming down at the Strip, and it's all kinds of wrong. And even Hamas, I was reading a story the other day, that they're looking to North Korea for help, to get armed, to have more rocket launchers and everything else they can get. And then he had that thing with the tunnels that the Israelis found. Pretty scary to me. It's good that they found those tunnels, because can you imagine what kind of disastrous things would have happened for them? I mean, look, Israel's our ally. We've pumped tons of money in Israel's direction. We got to help Israel. And Hamas, to me, again, it's an Islamic jihadi machine that they try to disguise it. So they're not fooling anyone on their side of things. And, you know, that's the bottom line. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Mamie. That's a nice name. And Mamie says, Kate, I like it when you do the cheap movie reviews. Although I got to tell you, there hasn't been a lot of great movies out this summer. I mean, what was the last great movie that you saw? I can think of going to the movies, but I can't really honestly tell you that I've seen things that are so worthwhile that I would mention it to, you know, friends or family or whatever. And I always notice when you do your reviews, you say, just wait till it comes out. You can stream it for a couple of bucks. So I don't think that you found anything that you think is absolutely incredible. Well, you know what? I have seen a couple of movies on the big screen. I saw, like, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and that was okay. I mean, I would give that somewhere in the middle of a kind of a rating. I liked it enough, and it's probably because when I was a kid, that whole Planet of the Apes thing had come out. You know, they had however many of them. They redid them and did them again and everything else. And it was all right, but would I still say, do you need to see it on the big screen versus you could rent it cheaper and wait till it comes out because movies come out so quickly now? I would say you probably could wait. I mean, I liked Rocket Man 3, but that was really out, back in May? Godzilla was okay. Again, that's like a childhood thing. I still would wait for that if I was recommending to you. So, yeah, maybe we agree. There is absolutely nothing that I have seen at the movies that I would say to you in the last 4 months, you have got to see this. You've got to see this on the big screen or you are missing out, my friends. So, you know, absolutely. Hey, I'm glad people are paying attention to that. Because, you know, I always say sometimes we got to get into the lighter fare because, man, our heads will explode. The world's gone crazy. We got to take a break from that. But the break really is probably serial watching or binge watching is really the word for it. Some of the great series that are out there. If you haven't seen House of Cards, boom, I recommend it. Orange is the New Black, boom, I recommend it. There's two for me. And that's what I would do versus some of these, I think some of these movies. But again, thanks for that. Remember, you can always hit us up, americatonight.net, click on contact, and that's how you fill up our mailbag. All right, let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Sunny, who says, Kate, I know you lived in California. Did you happen to hear what happened in L.A. with this whole lightning thing? I think one person's dead, but a ton of people were injured by lightning. And I know you mentioned something about lightning strikes and a college roommate, and you've talked about Mother Nature a ton on your show, wondering if you saw that story. Yeah, I did see that story. And you were right. There was one person that was killed, and the number was like 13, and it was a weird summer storm that they had, and it happened at two different areas. So they're not expecting this. One was lightning at Venice Beach, and another, I'm trying to think where the other one was. The other one happened in the afternoon. The other one happened somewhere else. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but somewhere else in Los Angeles and completely stunned people. Took them by surprise. They had, you know, absolutely no idea. Boom, all of a sudden lightning hits them, and you know, that's it. And one of the kids was in his 20s, and I know they were trying to do the whole CPR thing and couldn't revive the guy. So the one that died, sadly, was a young guy who apparently, I think, was somewhere on the beach. And you do that body surfing thing there when you get the right waves and when it's warm enough. And unfortunately, that's what happened. And then I think the other one, I want to say, you know, there was hundreds of lightning strikes, I guess they were reporting, but I think the other one might have been Catalina Island. They had a whole bunch of small fires and that sort of thing. Anyway, we're out of time for the mailbag this time around. Promise I'll read them if you send them to me, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So I'm for another We Can Count here on America Tonight. I'm very fond of saying it's all about the numbers because, you know this, when you start to read, pay attention, listen to things that are going around, darn if it isn't about the numbers. When somebody tells you you're not going to believe what happened, how often does that involve some sort of number? And the answer is it involves numbers a lot. So anyway, saying that, let's jump right to it. I've talked about the Costa Concordia a lot. That was that crazy deal of the cruise liner that wrecked off of Giglio. Remember that a couple of years ago? It happened in 2012, I want to say. And there were 32 people that were killed in this. That's the number, because 32 is scary to me when you think of a cruise ship, boom, 32. Of course, we saw what happened in Korea. But in this case, it was so stupid because as the story goes, and the captain is being tried, but as the story goes, he was just getting closer to the shore so a crew member could, you know, feel really cool and special and wave to friends, hey, there's my boat, check it out. So we know what happened, the captain's on trial, all that kind of stuff, all that, he's getting ready for that, all that kind of stuff is happening. But now what's happening is the ship, moving the ship to Genoa. And so far, so good. It completes its last voyage. I mean, you know, this is it. Tugboats nudging. The ship is eased into port. And this time it's really eased into port, unlike the last time. And it apparently, it's the 180 nautical miles, that's what it is, from Giglio to Genoa, so smooth, you know, smooth like a baby's bottom, that they say that the Concordia just kind of lit up the lights and on the uncrushed side as if it were actually making a voyage. And there were environmentalists who were furious about this because they were worried that it might pollute the marine sanctuary along the way, where you've got fuel that, of course, had to be siphoned out when they were salvaging it, and chemicals and all kinds of terrible things that were all there. But they're monitoring it. They've got, I mean, they thought of everything. They've got spotter planes, and they're sampling the seawater, and they haven't had any problems with it so far. But so this is the final voyage, and it's... The good news is 32 people were killed, but the good news is they're wrapping this chapter up, and I think bravo that they actually lifted it up and got it out of the water. I mean, there, you know, there's the key thing. Take it out of sight, out of mind, to me. Okay, here's another one with numbers, sad numbers, unfortunately. The Ukrainian armed forces mounted a major push against pro-Russian separatists. This happened on Sunday. They're trying to gain control over that area where the Malaysian plane was missiled down, was hit by a missile earlier in the month. So the State Department is saying they've got satellite images that say it backs up the claim that rockets had been fired from Russia into the eastern Ukraine, and heavy, 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 heavy artillery for separatists has also crossed the border. So the State Department released a four-pager that talks about blast marks from where rockets were launched and craters where they landed. And they say the images clearly show from Russia. The sources say that. And, of course, we're talking about fired between July 21st and July 26th after the 17th, the downing course of the Malaysia flight that we mentioned, 17. So what's going on here? I mean, who's got control? Or is there any such thing as control between, when we're talking about these two different areas, we're talking about the Ukraine in general, but we're talking about these separatists, and what's the deal with Russia? The strong rebel stronghold, the fighting, seems to lie about 20 miles north of the rebel-held city of Donetsk, which we have talked about many, 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 many times here on ATM. But the key thing here is that you've got carriers, trucks, tanks that are about 10 miles west of the site of the where the Boeing 777 went down. And listen, it's time to get a grip here. I mean, you know, they have done this, but call some more humanitarian breaks if need be, because still it's about the investigation. There have been protests all over the place, too, by the way. Throwing this in as a sidebar, in Warsaw, Poland, about 250 people, there's a big number for you, marched through the city. What were they doing? They were protesting terror by, that's what they're calling it, by the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, in the Ukraine. They had Ukrainian flags, banners, saying Putin is the sponsor of terror, and Europe, and talk about this. Some of the banners said, Europe, stop just talking. Start taking action. Terror in the Ukraine. I love it. So for once, not smashing the United States, focusing on Europe and saying the same thing that was being said to the United States. Cut the crap. Let's be honest about it. And just get to the core of it. It's, you know, stop talking. Solve the crisis. Figure it out. Don't let this continue to happen because it's wrong. A missile, can you imagine? A missile shoots down a plane of innocent people. And you stand for that. And each day we get further and further away from it. Away from it. Crazy. All right, a lot of people fantasize about different results in different elections and what if and what if. I'm not a what if person because I think looking back doesn't really do anything, right? It's good to look back nostalgically on fond events, but I say you punt the ball forward and you live in the present. However, You know, I am the poll princess, so CNN did a poll. CNN, let me say that again. Which way do you think so many of you complain about which way CNN bends and where you think it drifts? But a CNN poll showed that Romney would top Obama but would lose to Clinton if there were an election today. Romney would get 53% to Obama's 44%. And this is just a new national survey. But the survey also shows if Clinton, if it were between Clinton and Mitt Romney, this is how it would go down. Clinton, 55%. Mitt Romney, 42%. I don't know. Do you agree with that? Do you think that is what most people would where most people would probably vote? Would they vote that way? And also, too, just to throw this in, we're always talking about 2016. So they constantly in all different kinds of polls are polling many of you maybe to find out who you think would top the list for 2016 for Republicans. And you know, Chris Christie narrowly gets the most of your vote, 13%. Ron Paul, 12%. Mike Huckabee, 12%. Rick Perry in the mix. The soon-to-be former governor of Texas, 11%, and Paul Ryan, 11%. And that just shows to me it's really, at this point, and we already know this, right? It's anybody's, I think, nomination to win. There may be somebody that comes out of right field, I'm going to call it. And that won't be a shocker. Because if you think about it, so often that happens. Not the person everybody's talking about doesn't often end up being the candidate in the end. Because we've got so much time that we've been logging in between elections, and there's so much conversation, of course, about that. All right, so anyway, let's jump to some other numbers. These are sad numbers. Two Americans have been infected with Ebola. How about that? An aid worker, Nancy Reichbull, and Dr. Kent Brantley were treating Ebola patients in Liberia, and they were infected with it. Boy, that is a scary, scary thing. People are talking about, you know, is this where you come up with, you want to argue about vaccines? Is this where you come up with vaccines and you start to test them? How sad is that? They know, I guess they know the risks when you're in these situations, but the fact that Nancy Reichbull, especially, she was employed by a group called Serving in Mission in Liberia, and she was helping a team treating the Ebola patients. So of course, she came close to it, and she's been their personnel director, and she's been living in Monrovia with her husband, and she's somebody from North Carolina. She's been there since 2013. They've got a couple of grown children. That's rough. And then the other American doctor, Kent Brantley, who was infected, he's 33, and he's from Indianapolis originally. He was trying to help out. He was treating patients, too, in Monrovia and started to feel ill and noticed he had the symptoms. And so, I mean, this is awful, awful stuff, without a doubt. All right, that's it for this version of We Can Count.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.